Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 23rd, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, Spiritual Identity, Believers from God versus the World under the Power of the Evil One. Previously, we heard John underscore the ongoing struggle with sin faced by believers, emphasizing the importance of turning to Christ for forgiveness and redemption. While acknowledging the presence of sin in their lives, John reassures believers that through their relationship with Jesus Christ, sin's power to condemn them is nullified. By focusing on Christ's sacrifice and partaking in the Lord's Supper, believers can find strength and assurance in their ongoing battle against sin, trusting in Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil. So let's continue with John's first letter from 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So John here contrasts two distinct groups, believers who are from God and the whole world, which lies in the power of the evil one. This highlights the spiritual divide between those who belong to God and those who are under the influence of the evil one, commonly understood as Satan. So the phrase from God signifies that believers have been chosen and belong to God, indicating that their spiritual identity and allegiance is with God. Conversely, the phrase lies in the power of the evil one emphasizes the influence of evil in this world, suggesting that those who do not belong to God are under the sway of Satan's control. I love how the baptismal liturgy names this at the beginning part of the service. As a pastor, I get to say, "Depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit." As the liturgy then continues, we are reminded that we are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We do belong to Christ through holy baptism, and this is the reason why the liturgy says this, because baptism is a means by which we receive grace, and our liturgy needs to continue to teach this. So John is correct when he says, we are from God because we were attached to Christ through the waters of holy baptism, and then we become children of God. As believers, we still struggle with living in this world under the influence of the evil one. We need to have a lot of confidence in what Christ has done. He is the one that defeated sin, death, and the devil when he dies on the cross, and we receive that victory when we are baptized. So as John is wrapping up this letter, he is encouraging Christians to have confidence that we are from God. Because of holy baptism, we are no longer connected to the evil of this world. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.